Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Coming at you from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 40 years, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Hello, once again. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your host. Of course, I am the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio, or so some people say. But the bottom line is, I've been knocking out bums for a long time, four decades. And straight up, I'm an award-winning writer. Wait, and at one point in time, I could fight. I won four Golden Glove championships, went to the Western Olympic Trials, ended up getting beat on a decision by the number nine guy in the country. So there was no shame in that. Of course, that was Vincent Webb, and Vincent Webb went on to be part of Kronk Gym. He was Emmanuel Stewart's star, of course. Emmanuel Stewart and I, close to the late Goldfather. May he rest in peace. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I guess we're going to spend a lot of time talking about the lightweight division, of course. And guess who's back? Ryan Garcia. That's right. Screw the United States suspension. He's going to go over to Dubai and fight over there. Smart kid, no doubt about that. I mean, he's got his issues, his mental issues, but I think deep down inside, he might be like a diabolical genius, like a Simon Bar Sinister or something like that. I mean, just a guy that's diabolically smart. He just says, I mean, he goaded everybody into thinking the Haney fight was going to be a joke, remember? I mean, he came in, so he was like drinking beer or something like that at the weigh-in, the whole nine yards. I mean, acting a fool, didn't make the weight, the whole nine yards, paid the extra money. Of course, $500,000 a pound, that's what Devin Haney accepted as far as the 3.5 pounds were concerned. So he got $1.5 million extra. And of course, Haney made a lot of money on a guy that he's from San Francisco. And usually I give guys from the City by the Bay a break because that's where I'm born, right? Born and raised. But the bottom line is Haney's not much. In fact, Haney's the best imitation of a world-class fighter I've seen in a long, long time. He can't punch. He can't punch. He can't sell tickets. That crowd he had here in San Francisco, that was an event. That wasn't a Devin Haney thing. It was an event. That's why they showed up straight up. Of course, talk about him beating Ridge's progress. But outside of that, what has he done as a professional? Not much. He lost to Vasyl Lomachenko. And of course, I thought, and I'm not going to go deep into that, but I thought that Devin Haney got throttled by Ryan Garcia, whether or not Ryan Garcia had something in the system or not. But this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming up on 8.5 minutes past the hour. This is your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA, coming to you on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialists right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The Tower, mighty Tower of Power, bring us back from the break. It is 11 and a half, get back, 12 and a half minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. We take it from the left coast to the right coast and bring in the, well, he isn't a right guy, but he's a left guy. I'm talking about Mr. Socrates Palmer. And how are you today, Super Dad?
I'm doing great, my brother. How are you?
Pretty good. You got the family over. Lucky you.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's that time of the year. You know, people want to come over. They're actually getting the Christmas tree ready. So, fun time.
Christmas tree. That's cool. The kid, you know, how old is your daughter? How old are your kids now?
My daughter is 14, and my son is 3 and a half. It'll be 4 in January.
So your daughter's starting to fade out of Christmas, the fantasy of Christmas, and your son's still in it.
Yeah, he's starting to be right. So it's like the flip side. Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. Should I get excited over what Keyshawn Davis did last night? Let me talk about that first. Of course, Keyshawn Davis destroyed, according to Fight News, Gustavo Lemos, now 29-2, 19 kills in 2 rounds on Friday night before a sold-out crowd of 11,000 people at the Scope Arena in Norfolk, Virginia. More power to him. Davis dropped Lemos 3 times in round 2. Davis, who captured Olympic silver at the Tokyo Games, established himself as a headliner in his first main event. He is ranked number 3 at lightweight by the WBC, WBO, and IBF. Talk to me. This guy, he talks a good game. Is he the future here?
The future will, you know, only time will tell. Should we be excited? Yes. You know, I was really, you actually stole a little bit of my thunder. 10,000 people in an arena is a big deal, you know.
You and I know that.
Yeah, you know, and Norfolk.
I told you how many tickets I used to sell, right?
No, brother, lay it on me.
Maybe 8 to 10. Well, bro, I'm you were supposed to roll with that. You didn't roll with it like I wanted to. But the bottom line is, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I set my guy up with a perfect line to come back with, and he flubbed it. What more can I say? We're talking Keyshawn. We're talking Keyshawn Davis, Norfolk, and Norfolk, Virginia is not a big fight town because Purnell was from there, but I don't think he ever fought there, did he?
I think he fought at the Scope once. I think he fought Buddy McGirt at the Scope, if I'm not mistaken, first time. The first Buddy McGirt fight was at the Scope.
Do you think Buddy McGirt is underrated? People don't mention him much. You know, he had a good little run there. He didn't lose to too many guys, and the guys he lost to were good.
I think Buddy is definitely a really underrated fighter. It's funny because when he fought Simon Brown, I thought Simon Brown was going to kill him, and Buddy put a whooping on him. You know, so shout out to, you know, Brentwood's finest, Buddy McGirt out of Long Island. Trained by Al Cerdo, who was a tailor, I believe. So, you know, it goes to show you that.
No. Al Sarda was a gangster. What are you talking about? A tailor. What are you talking about? Did I tell you what he told me? Are you setting this up here or what? Do you remember some? Anyway, I was on the phone. I wrote something in Flash magazine when I was writing for Flash, the boxing trade papers back in the day. I wrote that Al Sarda was connected with organized crime according to the whatever state he lived in, the state attorney general put him in a report on organized crime. Of course, and I read the report. I mean, nobody else wanted to read the report. Not Wally, none of those guys wanted to read it. I read the report, which I found fascinating. So when I came out and I put both in print and said that Al Sarda was connected with the mob, Al Sarda called me on the phone. He goes, you know, good doc, you know what, doc sucker, blah, 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 blah. He goes, I'm not in the mafia. He goes, you've ever write that again, I'll have you killed.
Really? I never heard
this. That's what he told me. That's what Al Sarda told me. I was like, huh? I said, yes. I said, listen, all I did was repeat what this attorney general, I think it was Pennsylvania or Massachusetts, either one of the two. I can't remember what state it was, but they issued a report saying that there was organized crime involved in boxing and that he was part of it. And they couldn't get him on any charges or anything like that, but he had a lot of connections that they put in this report. I mean, they put it on paper. It wasn't like they were hiding anything. So, Al Sarda threatened to have me killed.
It was probably, I think Al Sarda was from Jersey, so probably there. Buddy McGirt was a great fighter, you know. And Al
sorry to interrupt you, sir. 73-6, 48 KOs, will stop two times. Of course, and he lost his last fight to a guy named Darren Meshulinski, who's a nothing at 14-3. But the bottom line is, you know, he beat some good guys, and he lost to Andre Council. I thought that was a bit at the end of his career. And of course, that was at 154 at fighting. I take that back, at 156 pounds. But he fought Purnell, lost in 12 rounds. Purnell fought Joe Gotti, non-entity Joe Gotti, Buck Smith. He fought the famous Buck Smith. Did I ever tell you the Buck Smith story about him going down to Mexico and fighting that Kawagi guy?
No. Tell me about Buck Smith.
Here's what's up. So Buck Smith, Kawagi's a drug dealer. I take that back. He's an alleged drug dealer. He's an alleged mafia kingpin. I mean, I'm not BSing you. So the WBC gives him some international title or something like that. I'm not kidding you. Gave him some title. Even let him fight for a title for a minute, I think, one point in time. So anyway, Buck Smith goes down there to fight him. And Buck Smith is from Oklahoma. Just to mention that. And anyway, he had a plastic surgeon cut Buck Smith's eye with a razor blade before the fight in order to make him bleed during the fight and make it look good.
Wow.
Yeah, and you know what? Buck Smith has never denied it. I've been saying this for 30 years.
Didn't Buck Smith have like 200 fights?
Yeah, let me get his 160. Well, he was 160, 183 and 20. Got stopped nine times. Had 121 knockouts with two draws. No, he could fight a little bit. But the bottom line is, he was a guy that that fought to make money. You know what I mean? That's what he did. If he had to lose to make money, he would lose to make money. And it's just the way it was. I mean, that's the way I interpreted it. But yeah, I thought he might have taken a dive or two here and there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he might have gone to the Greg Louganis school of divery.
But that's a one timer though. A razor with some plastic surgeon cutting your eye before a fight.
That's wow. Yeah, I think
only in boxing, baby.
Only in boxing. That's it.
Only in boxing, and maybe the WWE. Straight up, let's go back to Mr. Davis now. 12-0, 8 KOs. Tommy D, Sir Thomas Dillamuth. I have to mention him as Sir Thomas Dillamuth, or I get calls from his agent. Anyway, Sir Thomas Dillamuth, the Sunday shot caller, said that he didn't think much of Gustavo Lamas. Might have been of a sad bit of us. I mean, I don't know if he was down in general, but the bottom line is he was down on Lamas being a capable contender. I said, well, he was 29-1 with 19 KOs. I said, did he fight 29 guys like me? He goes, no, he fought 29 bumps. I said, okay, so we fought 29 guys like me.
Well, Lemos, I'll tell you what, Lemos came on the scene because he gave Hitchens, what's his name? Richardson Hitchens, all he can handle. And some people thought he got robbed, and he fought at 140. So he fought Keyshawn Davis. He comes down in weight, but obviously he didn't have any intention to make the weight. And I guess they thought it was going to be a big advantage. He weighed about 155 pounds, according to ESPN, last night. And he just really looked like he was off. Like, he looked like...
he was there to get paid.
But you know what? You got to give credit to Davis. I mean, he was throwing these looping shots. You know what it reminded me of? If anybody remembers the video game of Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, Little Mac, he would jump up to hit Keyshawn Davis. Now, I know Lemos is about 5'5", and Keyshawn's about 5'9", but he just looked awkward. And in one of those awkward lunges, Keyshawn Davis clipped him with a right hand, and he never stopped in the second round.
You know what? You know? If you give me 4 inches of height on somebody, I wouldn't give him much. I'm telling you, 4 inches in height is an incredible advantage, an incredible physical advantage. And if you can fight as well and you're a better fighter, I mean, that sort of tells the second round knockout here. You know, I'm not trying to put Lemos down or anything like that, but you know, the fact he didn't want to make the weight and he laid around and, you know, he wanted to get paid, I thought.
Yeah, well, he still wound up, they wound up going with the fight, and apparently he was fined an undisclosed amount.
Go on, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say that I got to give Keyshawn Davis credit because Lemos had never been dropped before, let alone, you know, knocked out. So you got to give all the props to the businessman, Keyshawn Davis.
Is he the businessman?
That's his nickname. And the one thing that was impressive, he was good on the mic last night. I mean, after the fight, you know, he was very articulate. He had his sisters sing the national anthem, which I thought was pretty cool. I got nervous when I saw the marching band leading him out. You know, the last time, you know, the marching band let out a fighter was Jared Hurd in his hometown, and Jared Hurd got licked like a stamp against unheralded Dominican fighter Rosario. So, you know, he really compartmentalized, and he was able to promote and perform. And a lot of guys can't do that. So credit to Davis. I hope ESPN and Top Rank bring him back to Norfolk. It was a really electric atmosphere from what I gathered on the TV screen.
Let's go to a break. It's 22, make it 23 minutes past hour. I remember when Vernon Forrest, I said knock Vernon. The late Vernon Forrest came out one time with a rap. And of course, he got knocked out by Ricardo Mayorga. And Larry Merchant, being the dog that he is, says, I bet he won't come out with a rap again. Straight up, this is Ring Talk.
I know a place where people rain through.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today. InnovativeWellness.center. InnovativeWellness.center. And use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816.
800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I was talking to Socrates Palmer in the break there. Of course, I was talking about the fact that when I was with the police department, I had a sergeant by the name of Sergeant Tony Del Zampo. And he was this little short Italian dude, and he had the biggest nose. He had a nose that you could open cans with. I mean, that's how big his nose was, okay? So anyway, he was my sergeant out at Terrell Station. So he kept bragging about his son being the California. He was a boxer out of UC Berkeley, which is a big school across the bay. Of course, UC Berkeley, Cal Berkeley, call it what you want. But the bottom line is he's on the boxing team over there. And he kept telling me, he would like, at 3 o'clock, he would say to me, "Hey, Fernandez, did you go to the gym today?" And I said, yeah, I went to the gym. He goes, yeah. He goes, good, because you're lucky my kid trains across the bay or he'd kick your ass, this and that. I said, okay, wait. Anyway, the kid showed up to the gym one Saturday, right? I knocked him down three times, twice with body shots, stood over him, dogged him the whole nine yards. When I went to work on Monday morning, the sergeant never, ever mentioned me ever again. Tony Del Zampo, may you rest in peace. He died about 3 months ago. So that's what we're talking about. We talk crazy stuff during the break, but this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, let's talk about the young man that was on the co-feature last night, the guy that you're really high on.
Abdullah Mason.
Abdullah Mason, I shouldn't have had to say that, but that's where I was trying to come from. How good is Abdullah Mason?
Once again, time will tell. He was tested last night. He fought a local paisan, Dominican from the Bronx, and some people are calling it round of the year. You know, he got off the canvas twice, came back, and stopped him. Abdullah Mason checks all the boxes: height, athleticism. The only thing that concerns me is he falling in love with his power and he's getting careless. You know, he got dropped by a guy that he had no business being dropped by. So, you know, but he's short-cut.
You know, everybody says that sometimes you get dropped by guys. I don't believe in luck. Do you believe in lucky punches?
Lucky punches?
You know what I mean? By in other words, I mean, anytime I threw a punch, the intention was to land it. So it wasn't a lucky punch if I threw it.
True. I think of Marlon Starling and Pineda. that's the first thing that comes to mind. He gets clipped at the bell, and Larry Merchant's asking Marlon Starling doesn't know what happened. That's the epitome of a lucky punch. But yeah, but you're right. I mean, if you throw it, it's with the intent to hit, right? So I can't discredit.
Okay, and Mason going down, of course, he went down twice as a professional, and he went down against a guy that's Johan Vasquez, 26-5, going in now, 26-6, 21 kills. Good left hand to the body. Showing good body work, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he normally fought most of his career at 30. So to get dropped by a guy who's a blown-up featherweight kind of maybe could raise some eyebrows. But we've seen great fighters get dropped in their, you know, early on in their career. Andre Ward, right? Andre Ward got dropped. A lot of people were skeptical about him. You know, was he the real deal? I think Abdullah Mason just needs to, you know, clean things up and maybe go back, just maybe humble himself a little bit. And I think he'll be all right. You know, the kid is good, but he might be a little too busy reading his own press clippings.
Okay, no doubt about that. But it's back to New York, the city by, you know, the Big Apple. Are there anybody on the, I mean, Shushu Carrington, is he going to be the guy? Is he going to be the face of New York boxing? Or is he the face of New York boxing at this point in time? Somebody asked me that the other day. I wasn't asking you. You're Mr. New York.
he's either face of New York boxing. Well, he's probably the best prospect we have, you know, as far as like New York guys. New York tends to spread its wings when it's convenient. You know, we'll adopt a guy from Jersey. There's a kid fighting tonight, Kali Cole, light heavyweight contender, who really looks promising. He fights with mean intentions. But if we're talking about the five boroughs, I'm going with Shushu. I think Shushu is going to be a world champion at some point. He's fighting on the undercard of Mike Tyson and Jake Paul this week. He probably is the guy. And, of course, you know, we adopt people from the island of Puerto Rico. Xander Zayas, he fights in New York often. So,
yeah,
New York has a lot to go for, you know. But as far as born native sons, Shushu is the man.
Okay. The last time I saw Karen, Chudzian, he was fighting Jaron Ennis. That was like, I think it was in 2023. He's going to fight him again. There was nothing controversial in that fight. In fact, I'm looking at the scorecards. There was 121-08. That means it was a stone cold shutout. 121-08. That means it's a stone. All three judges had a stone cold shutout, and they're doing this again. Does Karen have pictures of the promoter or something like that? Who's promoting this? Eddie Hearn?
Yeah, Eddie Hearn. Look.
Oh, did you hear about Eddie Hearn says he'll fight Oscar De La Hoya for $10 million?
I heard something like that. I'm
interrupting you a lot today. I'm on caffeine. But the bottom line is he can't make any money as a promoter. I mean, he's losing money as a promoter, and when his team went 0-5 recently against Frank Warren, he's getting his ass whipped. In fact, tomorrow we're going to air a long piece on Eddie Hearn.
Hey, you know what? I'm all for the bullshit. Eddie Hearn and Oscar De La Hoya have this rivalry on the internet. You know, Oscar with his clap back, and he's quick to point out all the fighters that Eddie's guys that have gotten beat the last 2 years. You mentioned the Frank Warren. Frank Warren is his daddy.
Frank Warren hasn't been beaten since Mike Tyson beat him up.
Why don't you remind the people what Mike did to Eddie?
Tyson kicked his ass. They were fighting. I think they were arguing over a ticket or something, like a couple of tickets or something like that. And Mike just didn't like his attitude. He started slapping him all over the place. And when I think it was him and Julian Francis. They were fighting over in the UK. And when the fight came to happen, there was Frank Warren all beat up at ringside.
Wow. And then, unfortunately, Mike loses to Julian Francis, so maybe he left his best work on Frank Warren.
Speaking of Warren, though, got to give him props, man. The guy got shot by Terry Marsh, and he's still alive. I told you Terry Marsh told me about almost killing him, right?
Refresh my memory.
I said to Terry Marsh, I said, I know you shot him. He said, what? He goes, I know you shot Frank Warren. He goes, why would you say that? I said, because I know you did. And then he winked at me. He goes, I would never admit that.
I think Frank Warren, you know, he's almost like that character in the movie Snatch, that crooked British boxing promoter. I think they would make a good movie out of Frank Warren. I think he's got good stories.
I always thought that Mickey Duff was the smartest dude I ever met as far as English boxing was concerned. Of course, he ended up getting Alzheimer's and dying a few years ago, but he handled a lot of good fighters, and I thought he was the most brilliant guy as far as British boxing was concerned. And Frank Warren told me the same thing. One time I was talking with Frank Warren, he goes, I think that so-and-so. I said, really? Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And so you got to give him his props. I mean, hey, speaking of props, does Jake Paul deserve any props here? I mean, taking on Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson, does he deserve props for stepping back in the ring at 58 years old?
Props. I mean, describe props. The one thing, actually, that's kind of troubling is they're having a hard time selling seats. I think they might overestimate. Yeah. The fight in Jerry's World, the Dallas Cowboys Stadium, you got to be a big draw. And so far, there are plenty of seats to be held.
That means, don't you? That means they're going to be moving people up.
They're going to be moving people up. They're going to be giving tickets away. you know, at the local Walmart and supermarkets. There's going to be a lot of radio contests. You know, because it's going to look really bad, especially since Netflix is behind it. It looks like he's going to bomb at the box office.
Okay.
You figure they will do rating on TV.
Speaking of Mike, January 29, 2000, Frank, 1961, our house historian sent me this. Julian Francis, Mike Tyson, TKO 2. Mike knocked him out in two rounds. It was in the MEN Arena, Manchester, the UK. You know, I'd like to go back to the UK. And in fact, you know, I had good times over there. And the people over there were wonderful as far as boxing crowds were concerned. And they knew their boxing. In fact, speaking of the aforementioned Oscar De La Hoya, him saying that British boxing fans don't know spit about boxing, spit with an H, that sort of infuriated the entire country.
Yes. Yeah. You know, Oscar really, I don't think he'll be getting any love from the across the pond anytime soon. He has become public enemy number one, but I don't think Oscar matters. I don't think Oscar cares. You know?
Okay, Sokka, I got to let you go on that one. As far as Oscar's concerned, the only thing he's worried about is cross-dressing. That's the only cross he's looking to make. Bottom line is, he wasn't bad looking. I mean, as far as the queer is concerned, I mean, as far as the guys are concerned, they loved him. I mean, a couple of guys told me, did you see that picture of Oscar? I'm going, what, he straight up? He goes, you know, it's gay guys. They loved it. But the bottom line is, Oscar wasn't gay. He was a straight guy dressing up as a girl. That's all he was doing. Straight up. Sokka, I got to let you go with that.
All right, my brother. I can't top that. Have a great, great rest of your weekend.
All the best. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
When they say Sugar Ray Robinson was the greatest fighter pound for pound, meaning that I imagine if he was a heavyweight fighting the same style, he'd be the greatest. I would have to admit, I would have to say yes. I have his fight films, I've watched the film. That man was beautiful. Timing, speed, reflexes, rhythm, his body, everything was beautiful. I say I'm the greatest heavyweight of all times, but pound for pound, I still say Sugar Ray Robinson was the greatest of all time.
Born Walker Smith Jr. I'm talking about the great Sugar Ray Robinson. Of course, he and I spent a couple of days in the same hotel. June of 1984, we're at the Aladdin Hotel in Las Vegas. So that, of course, we were there for the Tommy Hearns slaughter of Roberto Duran, knocked out Roberto Duran in the second round, knocked him out cold. Roberto Duran fell face first into the canvas. I was sitting near rings. Actually, I was on the floor, not sitting in a seat, on the floor next to the ring there at Caesar's Palace. It was an outdoor arena. And Duran was trying to get up from that knockdown, and you can hear him going, it's like he was taking a dump, like trying to, like groaning, you know, like he was constipated. That's the best way I can describe him, trying to get up. I mean, his mind was gone. Of course, he had been knocked out, concussed, no doubt about that. I thought it was the greatest one-punch knockout I think I've ever seen in boxing history, as far as me being personally there. That was a one-punch knockout. Duran fell like a dead man, no doubt about that. But that same weekend, Sugar Ray Robinson stayed in the old Aladdin Hotel in the room right across from me. So when I found, I got there on a Thursday, and I met Ray Robinson on a Thursday. So, you know, Ray Robinson, his wife, Millie, I think, died a few years ago. Ray Robinson died, I believe, in 1988, if I'm not sure. But she died a few years ago. She was a nice lady, no doubt about that. And she allowed us access to the champ. And, you know, he and I were talking, and he said some things that sort of confused me at that point in time in my life as far as my boxing acumen was concerned. But later I understood it. When he told me, I said, you know, Roberto Duran had just been knocked out cold by Tommy Hearns. I mean, it was, as I said, I don't want to repeat this, but I don't sound redundant, but that's how nasty this knockout was. It was the nastiest knockout I think I've ever seen up close, without a doubt. I mean, ye God. Anyway, so I go back to the hotel. I'm a little bit in shock, and I see Ray Robinson. Ray Robinson signed a picture for me. I remember that day. Best wishes to Pedro Sugar Ray Robinson. No, I take that back. He signed that the next day. But the day of the fight, I think it was June 12th, 1984, he told me, he said, you know, young man, he goes, I said, I don't know what happened. He goes, well, it happens. People get knocked out in boxing. He goes, you know, but Duran's still a greater fighter. And I said, huh? He goes, you watch. History will still go down and mark Roberto Duran as a greater fighter than Tommy Hearns. I said, Tommy Hearns just knocked him out. I'm trying to figure this out. I'm saying to myself, is this old man punch drunk? What's going on with Sugar Ray Robinson? Well, he ended up being right. Of course, Ray, Roberto Duran went up and beat Iran Barkley, who beat Tommy Hearns not once but twice, of course, knocked out Tommy in the third round in Las Vegas at the Hilton. And, of course, in the rematch went, I think, 12 or 15 rounds at Caesar's Palace. Bottom line is, Barkley beat Tommy Hearns twice, and Roberto Duran beat him handily. Of course, that 11th round, 4 or 5 punch combination, probably the prettiest combination thrown in Roberto Duran's life, and he threw a lot of them, but that was the most beautiful combination I think I've ever seen. Now, tonight, on the zone, the rematch. Why is this a rematch? I don't get it. Karen, I'm not getting on this last name, but I'm going to try it one more time. Chukwuezen, 24-2, 13 knockouts, taking on, of course, Bootsenis. Bootsenis is supposed to be the heir apparent to greatness. I mean, he was a guy that he fought so good, making you know what, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, bottom line is, I'm not all that impressed with him. 32-0, 29 knockouts. Now, those kind of numbers, Pedro, how can you not be impressed with a guy with those kind of numbers? Because he fights guys like Karen. And the last time out, he fought David Avarasan, who was 30-4, obviously now 30-5, okay? Before that, it was Roman Villa, who was 26-1. He got drilled in the 10th round, went 10 rounds, no doubt about that. But the Karen fight before, Karen went 12 rounds with him. Of course, that was in January of 2023, maybe basically almost 2 years ago. But before that, I'm looking at Booth Ennis's record. You know, I mean, come on, man. Sergio Lippis was 16-1. Okay. Thomas Dwarlamy, probably long in the tooth. Maybe not so much. But there's nobody on his resume that I say to myself, man, this guy's going to be a superstar. Not Armando Alvarez, who he beat back in 2018, of course, with Tico and 3. Armando came in at 18-0, but all he was impressed with as far as all he was numbers, no doubt about that. So when I look at Booth Ennis, I'm not seeing what other people are seeing. Now, some people are saying to me, you know what? Terrence Crawford left 147 pounds to go to 154 because of Bootsenis. Now Bootsenis is at 154. Listen, Terrence Crawford, I hate to put it to you like this, but the kid from Omaha, Nebraska has turned out to be a bit of a punk. And when I say a punk, I don't mean like a gay guy or anything like that. I mean, just, you know, he ain't fighting. He's not very fighting very often. I mean, he's like fighting once a year this night. Of course, he had the one fight after the Errol Spence encounter. Of course, the Errol Spence encounter, that Spence had no business being in the ring with Terrence Crawford. Spence had no business being in a boxing ring. In fact, had Errol Spence suffered the injuries that he suffered in that car crash when he got flipped out of a car, wasn't wearing no seatbelts, was drunk as a skunk, flipped out of a car at 115 miles an hour. And you can see it in the videotape. They had some videotape. It was like street camera or something like that. But you see this little black object, I'm kidding you, like get tossed out of the car as this tossed car is going over. And of course, that was him. Had he not been tossed out of the car, he'd probably be dead right now. But the bottom line is, of course, he was damaged to the point where he suffered a major, major brain bleed. Now, how can I say that when I'm not a neurologist? Because I looked at the booking pictures of him with the Dallas Police Department. Of course, he was booked for DUI, driving under the influence of alcohol. But I looked at the booking photos, were like 2.5-3 weeks later. And if you looked at his eyes, there was blood around both retinas. I mean, a lot of blood around both retinas. And you only get blood in the eyes when you have a brain bleed. A concussion is a brain bleed. The bottom line is his brain was bleeding from that car accident. Had that happened in the world of boxing, he would never, ever, 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 ever been licensed to box again. Okay. But of course, it happened in the world of, and of course, Jerry Jones involved. Of course, Sock brought that up. The fact that Jerry Jones, of course, the guy that runs Dallas Stadium, now sweating the fact that Mike Tyson and Jake Paul aren't selling tickets. I mean, come on, man. Be serious. I mean, Mike Tyson's a bit of an attraction still. I mean, you know, I still believe in what he said for the most part, you know, that social media has made all these guys tough guys, this and that. I mean, guys call me punks and guys call me different names and this and that. They do it on social media, but they wouldn't do that in person. I know they wouldn't do it in person. They know they wouldn't do it in person, but because of social media, they feel they can get away with that. So I think Mike's right about that. But outside of that, you know, Mike's going to go into this fight with Jake Paul, and they're calling it a fight. It'll be 2-minute rounds. And I don't think that Mike's going to get fatigued per se right away. But, you know, there's the fact that he can choke, and he's 58 years old. And when I say choke, I mean the fact that anxiety. Listen, you get anxiety going into the ring. If I didn't have an anxiety attack before I went into the ring, I was in trouble. When I fought Juan Rodriguez, I didn't have an anxiety. What I mean by an anxiety attack is you're not on edge. You're not thinking about everything that happened to you. You think about winning. When you're only thinking about winning, you get in trouble. You get in trouble. I was thinking about that against Juan Rodriguez, and he licked me like a step. I mean, here was a guy, I beat him up so bad in the gym, I should have been arrested for assault and battery. I kid you not, it was just terrible. So when they put him in this fight with me, I said to myself, you got to be kidding me. You're putting Juan Rodriguez in here with me? You got to be kidding me. Yeah, well, so I didn't train all that hard, and I got licked, and I got stopped in the second round. I got knocked down. When I got up in the second round from a knockdown, I said to myself, listen, I'm beaten already. There's no difference. There's no difference in losing now or losing later. Losing later means I'm going to take a beating. Bottom line is I didn't take any beatings. I knew when I was licked, I was licked. So I got out of the fight with Rodriguez, and I begged him for a rematch. All right? I begged him. I won two straight Golden Glove championships. And this was my first loss in a long time. So I begged him and begged him for a rematch. He wouldn't give me a rematch. That was his claim to fame, beating me in the amateurs. Bottom line is, of course, him and Frank? Frank was his trainer. I can't think of Frank's last name now. But, yeah, they conspired. It was a slick move. They didn't think I would think much of him, and I didn't think much of him. I remember my mother was my running coach, and I was cutting back on the running this night. She said, you know, you're not running like you usually should. I said, Mom, the guy's a bum. The guy's a bum. Yeah, the bum kicked my ass straight up. Jaron Ennis and Karen tonight. Of course, I don't think Karen's going to beat Ennis. He didn't beat him the first time. In fact, he lost every minute of every round. How can you lose 36 minutes of a boxing match and get a rematch like a year and a half or almost 2 years later? Only in boxing. Only when Eddie Hearn's involved. Of course, Eddie Hearn, the promoter extraordinaire. Yeah, right. Bottom line is the guy's lost almost $1 billion. How can you lose $1 billion and still be in business? How can you lose $1 billion and still have a job? I just don't get it. So that's why I understand now where Eddie Hearn's willing to fight Oscar De La Hoya for $10 million, because he's broke. There's no other reason for him to want to do that, right? He's broke. There's no doubt about it. When you look at the fact he's lost, as I said, $1 billion. He's made listen, The Zone is not my cup of tea. I was never in love with them to begin with. I didn't think it was going to be a cool thing. It was $9.95 at first. All the box you can get, you didn't have to pay for pay-per-view. And of course, then Canelo got involved. They signed Canelo. They said, we got to get greedy. We got to get more out of our cut. So we've got to do more. We've got to charge you now for pay-per-view. So now The Zone pay-per-view charge you for pay-per-view. And all that's done is incline people like my former producers, maybe my current producers, to probably want to steal that. I mean, there's no way they're going to want to pay for that. You're not going to want to pay $89 and $90 for these pay-per-view cards every couple of weeks. I don't know what the Tyson card is going to cost, but I imagine it's going to be cheap, okay? And, of course, that card, the aforementioned Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence card a couple years ago, that was like $82. So these cards are going for $80. Dana White's cards are going for $80 or more. Okay. And of course, Dana White, you got to give him props, promoter of the year. I don't like the guy. I wish he would. I want to wish bad things on him, but if he got run over by a train, leave it at that. Anyway, bottom line is he is promoter of the year. I mean, he's learned more from the world of Vince McMahon and Don King than anybody you can imagine. You just can't. I mean, he's combined the both, and he's sort of like, he's a white guy, so he's able to do things that Don King would get called on. I mean, Don King got called on the carpet several times for a lot of things he did, but Dana White doesn't get called on the carpet because Dana White's got the right complexion, the right connection. Of course, at one point in time, I mean, he had a member on one of the partners involved in the UFC was on the Nevada State Athletic Commission. That's why the UFC was able to be green-lighted like it was at the beginning, I think, back at UFC 33 back in the day. I remember what year that was. But the bottom line is that's when Dana came into the UFC. Of course, he was the president, the face of the UFC. Dana, Lorenzo Fertitta and Frank Fertitta were the two co-owners, I believe. And, of course, they ran the Station casinos down there in Las Vegas. And originally, I think they bought the UFC for like a couple of $1 million, and they sold it for like $4 billion. So you got to give them props. Dana White, probably the best businessman in the world and the promoter of the year, without a doubt. But I just don't like the guy. I mean, there's no other way to put it. I just don't like him. I mean, it has nothing to do with the fact that he and I had a business deal one time that went south. And the reason why it went south was he tried to cut it by 75% about 3 months into it. I think it was a 1 year or 2 year deal. I can't remember which one it was. It was a 1 year or 2 year deal. He wanted to cut it. He wanted to cut it by 75%. He came to me and said, listen, if you stay with me, blah, 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 we can do this for like 25% forever. I said, or what? He said, well, that's going to be it. No. I said, I have a contract with you for like another 9 or 10 months. I said, you're going to live up to the contract. So I made him live up to the contract. And since then, Dana and I haven't been on the same page, not politically, not personally, not anything. And, you know, as I said, I don't wish bad things upon the guy, but, you know, I wish somebody that brilliant could have, and he is brilliant to an extent, could have gotten involved in boxing. And he's trying to promote boxing right now, but I just think so. I mean, there was a time when King was fading away. King is gone. Of course, Don King, the world's greatest promoter, supposedly, bottom line, is a two-time murderer, or at least a one-time convicted murderer. But the bottom line is, of course, him, Bob Arum, the top-ranked master of the plantation, I mean, former U.S. attorney. I mean, you know, these guys were like icons, okay? But the iconic icons come to an end. They're done. After that, it's been Al Heyman and guys like that. Nobody, and Frank Warren's still around, but outside of that, nobody else has really stepped up. Boxing has failed because it doesn't have any promoters. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Let's take a break, Daniel. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network. I keep going and going, but the bottom line is this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And tomorrow I'll be back live on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel, Frank1961, and Matt, my buddy Matt, main event Matt, all the best to you guys.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Speaking of Dana White, Yeah, I know. It's nauseating. Bottom line is, next week, of course, he's got the heavyweight champion on the line. Talking about John Jones, a guy that's been disappointing in my mind. Of course, at one point in time, I thought he was the best fighter in the world of mixed martial arts. As light heavyweight champion, he was untouchable, almost undefeated. He was undefeated, untouchable. I think he had that one crazy loss where he was disqualified or something like that. But outside of that, at 205 pounds, he was like bigger and stronger and faster and younger than all those guys, okay? Now he wants to take on Stipe Miocic, who's going to be the challenger next week. Of course, Stipe Miocic is like 42 years old. Some people thought he was a foreigner, but he was born and raised in Euclid, Ohio. He's a good fighter, no doubt about that. I mean, he's 24-4, but, you know, I mean, he was like the smallest heavyweight champion, I think, in UFC history as far as size was concerned. So him and Jones, I think he, you know, boils down to he has two chances, slim and none, and slim ain't even on the same continent with him. So John Jones should rock next week as far as this is concerned. Now, John Jones, of course, in the main event as far as the UFC is concerned, nothing else is really main event-ish as far as the UFC is concerned. Of course, if John Jones was to take on Pereira, the guy that, of course, that took on Mr. Roundtree a couple weeks ago, and that was the ugliest fight I've ever seen in my life, folks, as far as the UFC is concerned. I mean, Khalil Roundtree, that beating he took, he was stopped in the fourth round. It should have been stopped for two rounds earlier. It looked like somebody took a hatchet and beat him on the face. I mean, beat him in the, I kid you not, like a hatchet, folks. Not a club, not a club, not brass knuckles, a hatchet. Looks like somebody hit him with a hatchet. You know, the axe side for a side, and then the hammer side sort of turned it around on him. I mean, that's how bad the beating was, and they didn't stop it. The referee didn't stop it. The corner didn't stop it. And more importantly, the ringside physician didn't stop it. Three people failed this guy. And of course, Khalil Roundtree afterwards bragging with all the stitches in his face. And Dana White saying, what a brave guy, this and that. Why, you know, Dana, this is what pisses me off about you. That fight should have been stopped. There's no way that fight, listen, except for the bloodthirsty rednecks that really, let's see him get killed. I mean, except for those guys, nobody wants to see anybody get punished permanently. And that's what Khalil Roundtree took the other night, a couple of weeks ago. Permanent damage, no doubt about that. Now, Bouton is going to win tonight. Of course, this is about ESPN. Bam Rodriguez on the card. He's taking on Pedro Guerrero. Who is Pedro Guerrero? Pedro Guerrero's got a decent record. He's like 24-2. But the bottom line is he's going to get lit up like a White House Christmas tree as well. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing. Thank you, Danny Ogden, my producer for Saturday, putting up with me. And, of course, the great Socrates Palmer. Don't forget, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, live in these same channels, Ring Talk Live Worldwide for 2 hours. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.